This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
When they were liberated from Egypt after so many grinding years of captivity, the Israelites were happy to be on their own. But after a year of wandering through the deserts of the Middle East, they began to complain. It was easy to find things to gripe about. Some complained about the steady diet of manna. Still others grumbled about the water quality. For Miriam and Aaron, Moses' two siblings, an easy target of discontent was the wife of Moses. They didn't like the fact that he'd married a foreign woman. Their criticism of their younger brother represents one of the human race's earliest recorded cases of family meddling. Miriam and Aaron even managed to put a spiritual veneer on top of their observations. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they ask? Hasn't he spoken through us, too? The two received an unexpected answer when God called them to task. Aaron and Miriam, he called out, demanding that they report immediately to the tabernacle. God explained that Moses enjoyed a unique and privileged relationship with him. I speak to him face to face, said God. Should you not be afraid to criticize him? The lesson was clear. Apparently, cheap shot remarks about family members are more serious to God than you might think. Which then leads to a few questions. How do you treat your mother-in-law? Do you slander your parents? How can you change from a family meddler to a man that blesses?
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.